The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you were there or not.
Oh, here I am.
I guess it's raining where you are, too.
It certainly is, and I believe expected to continue throughout the day, but even with this full day of rain, we are among very, very lucky folks in the country.
Well, I think this winter will turn out to encourage more and more people to move to Florida.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, the theme of the program really is to empower people with information so they can take better care of themselves. And, you know, again, I was thinking about health care and how the establishment continually misleads people. Firstly, because they call it health care, what they provide. It's not health care. It's disease care, like you like to say all the time. And then they develop insurance programs like HMOs, Health Maintenance Organizations. Again, a deceptive title. They do nothing about maintaining health. And as more and more people, and I think the listeners to this program already understand this, good health is up to you, because it's not going to be provided by a physician giving you a prescription drug. You know, the idea is to avoid the need for drugs, to avoid the need for surgery. And there is a lot more that all of us can do in that regard than we're currently doing. And I know the people that prize their health take the steps. Now, over the recent years, we've heard a lot about gluten sensitivity. And, you know, I've recommended people get off their grains because of that possibility. You know, sometimes you can do tests for that. Maybe the tests aren't specific for what's upsetting you when you eat certain foods. So therefore, just stop eating the food, see how you feel. But something's come up that may make you think a little differently about what you eat, because they're saying that the digestive problems you may be experiencing when you eat wheat, because wheat contains the gluten, may turn out to be not from the gluten at all, but from the glyphosate that the wheat has been treated with. What do you think, Janet?
I'm right there with you, Dr. Slavin, and with that proposal that yes, indeed, it's the chemicals, not necessarily the wheat itself. One of the things that I've suggested to clients who come and see me is to possibly, if they're having some issues with wheat, are to use the Jovial products. The Jovial products are made from ancient grain that's about 10,000 years old and grown in Italy, not covered with any kind of artificial fertilizer or pesticide. And many times they digest that wheat very, very well. And, you know, we've been told for ages that doing the hybridization of plants, which is very, very different than GMOs. It's just selective breeding of the same type of grain or plant. Sometimes that hybridization might create a grain that is higher in gluten than the original two grains. Sometimes that glyphosate being present in the grain that is hybridized, that combination, that's it. We have very, very little understanding of those microscopic, very minute, seemingly without problem changes and ways of creating a crop. And the way our digestive system responds to it, because it's very, very foreign, not able to digest it very well. So I think every little change that we make in particular foods, and very specifically wheat and that contamination with glyphosate, can surely have a negative impact.
Jenna, we've talked about why glyphosate is used. That's the so-called Roundup Ready pesticide or herbicide that they spray on crops. But wheat is not a genetically engineered crop, so they're using glyphosate just before the harvesting of the wheat to speed the drying of the wheat stalks and thereby accelerating how quickly they can harvest the wheat. Isn't that interesting? So it's not just used to kill things on the wheat. So as a result, though, when you take in a wheat product, and maybe a lot of people aren't even thinking about it, it's in so many different products. If you stop and think, of course, you realize you're eating wheat, but pasta, bread, all those breakfast cereals, donuts, bagels, cake mixes, all those snack crackers, and so much more, you're being exposed to glyphosate, and glyphosate is toxic in parts per billion. So it doesn't take a lot. Very tiny amounts can affect your not only your digestion, but your metabolism, your microbiome. The solution is bio-organic. Now, I know in the health food stores, Janet, you can if you're still eating cereal, because there are other reasons to avoid it, because of it's just fattening, because it's converted right to sugar. But if you're still eating it, you can get organic cereal.
For sure, there are plenty of organic cereals available. Not the best choice for breakfast, but in a pinch, when people are in a hurry, certainly something that they can very quickly consume before they leave the house, so they do have something in their stomach.
And you can get organic pasta.
For sure. There are so many different choices with regard to pasta. There's rice pasta, quinoa pasta, certainly organic wheat pasta. So, and as I mentioned, that Jovial brand, which is a line of pastas and crackers and cookies that is made from a grain that is unchanged from 10,000 years ago.
Now, I have a question here. Are they making organic? Now, we're not talking about gluten-free. We're just talking about organic. Are they making organic donuts or bagels?
there are breads and bagels and English muffins. I don't know about the donuts available in health food stores that are organic.
But it's...
One of the things, Dr. Slavin, that I was thinking about, because I have such a very focused interest in thyroid and hormonal health, and I see so many people who have, I'm going to say, subclinical thyroid dysfunction. And I was always thinking that it was the thyroid dysfunction that was creating some of the sensitivities to foods that these clients experience. And maybe it is the other way around. Maybe the gluten that they're consuming has so disabled their thyroid, so it's a vicious cycle.
Definitely something to think about. Mainstream medicine doesn't think, and therefore I don't think it'll come to their attention, because they think you can be within the normal range on any test and everything is fine with the person. Now, and that's an important concept about the ranges. The ranges, really, I shouldn't use the term normal range. I should say average range, because that's how they come up with them. They're the average of all the people they tested, and they come up with a range. Now, just think of this. I'm just picking numbers out at random now, and it doesn't apply to any test in particular. But let's say the range is 30 to 100. That means some people came in at 30, other people came in at 100. What's the best number for you? You know, because they're saying, well, the best number for you is anywhere between 30 and 100. To me, that doesn't make sense. I think everybody has their optimal levels, and that's what you have to think about on many of the tests. Now, there are a lot of tests that have a very narrow range, so it's not that much of an issue, like for potassium, sodium, the electrolytes. The range is very narrow, calcium. But when we talk about vitamin D,
those ranges in ratio to one another.
Say that again?
You want those ratios, and what I'm thinking about is the sodium-potassium. And so let's say your sodium is really high and your potassium is really low, you know, in the lower end of the range, and then for the sodium, the higher end of the range. And I like to see them more in proper ratio with regard to where they are in the range.
No, I agree. And we do a particular test called the EXA test. And that's a intracellular test of minerals, not just magnesium, but it looks at potassium and sodium. And I guess when we come back after this break, I'll explain a little bit more about why testing intracellular levels has its benefits compared to just looking at serum levels. But right now, it's time for us to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us today is Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
At AMT Centers, testing is designed to give you important information before symptoms of disease appear. You get the information needed to evaluate potential disease development. With cutting-edge labs such as Singulex, Innovative, Genova, Doctors Data, and many more, you'll receive definitive evaluations of health issues before problems arise. Learn more at amtcenters.com or call 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us today is Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And we left off before the break talking about the measurements of minerals intracellularly as opposed to serum levels. And that's because a lot of these minerals are primarily found within the cell, not in the serum. So a good example of that is magnesium and potassium, for example. And one of the tests we do, the EXA test, looks at intracellular ratios because that's very important. I'll give you an example. We see a lot of sodium in the serum and low levels within the cell. And the reverse is true of potassium. We see a lot of potassium in the cell and low levels in the serum. And it seems the reason for that is it's a way of controlling where enzymes are able to function. So sodium turns off the function of enzymes in the serum because you don't want them working there. You want them functioning within the cell. And it's the higher potassium, low sodium environment of the cell which then activates various enzymes. So some observers have seen that this ratio is upset in patients with cancer, for example, where you have higher levels of sodium in the cell and lower levels of potassium, and that inactivates the enzyme, so now your cells are not functioning properly. So ratios are indeed something important to look at. Mainstream medicine really doesn't look at that. They just do serum tests for these, like potassium and sodium, and don't really pay attention to intracellular ratios.
Dr. Slavin, I'm going to walk out on the plank here and put a couple of subjects in the area of discussion. Mainstream medicine just be kind of dragging along, and in some cases 10 years, 20 years, 30 years behind the current research, behind the really important research that has the potential to minimize disease. And maybe they're dragging their feet and they're so far behind because it is in their own self-interest to continue using all of the high technology, the very, very expensive machinery technology that they use to assess people's health and to actually make a diagnosis. One of the things that I was thinking about when you were talking about vitamin D, 30 to 100 being the range, and the range was determined by the average of all of the people tested when they decided to create a range. Well, let's think about where was that population located? Was it a global population? Did it include people, let's say, from Flint, Michigan? Did it include people from very toxic areas in the world, in the country? And here's something they were critiquing the vitamin D consumption on that Frontline report on Tuesday evening. They were saying that people are going to create a toxic situation because they're taking possibly 1,000 IUs, maybe 2,000 IUs, maybe higher doses of vitamin D. And those higher doses, the people continue to take those higher doses because they see an improvement in their immune system. But the doctors are saying, oh, you're going to have a toxic overload. And so I'm thinking, based on maybe a very, very small sample that allowed people to come up with the reference range, 30 to 100, maybe those very, very small sample of individuals, maybe none of them had optimized vitamin D. And maybe optimal vitamin D level might be much higher than 100. What do you think?
I think that's plausible. I have to say that I've never seen anyone with a level of vitamin D even close to 100 in people that are not taking vitamin D supplements. So was the population they tested, some were taking vitamin D, some weren't taking vitamin D. It's not clear how they come up with these ranges. Specifically, who did they test to determine, like you were just bringing up? Clearly, levels in the 30s or 40s are not optimal. And yet, you know, you go to a doctor and he'll say you're within range. Because he doesn't want to take the time to explain things that he really doesn't know much about anyway. You know, the doctors focus on prescribing drugs. You know, they get detailed by various drug companies about their prescription drugs, and this is what they are really up to date on. They're not really up to date on functional medicine, let's say, you know, how we can keep ourselves healthier. What are we actually doing to ourselves, in many cases unknowingly, that undermines our health, that brings us to the doctor in the first place? So when you go to a doctor and he finds high blood pressure, he says, here's a pill. He doesn't even ask you, you know, what did you do to raise your blood pressure, or even take the time to go over how diet impacts your blood pressure, how stress impacts it, how magnesium deficiencies might impact your blood pressure. I mean, there is a lot of things that people can do from a point of view where you address the underlying causes and try to correct them so that you don't have to just rely on medications the rest of your life.
The information, you know, saying that the doctor just doesn't know very much about functional medicine, well, that actually points to the fact that this physician is, this example of physicians, is not even reading the professional journals that contain a lot of this cutting-edge research. And there is research published in peer-reviewed journals that shows the higher your vitamin D level, the lower your risk of breast cancer. The higher your vitamin D level, the lower your risk of prostate cancer, colon cancer, skin cancer, and then ultimately all types of cancer. So optimizing your vitamin D level creates such a situation of immune support that people feel better. They're not as vulnerable to whatever virus or bacteria might be circulating. And so the idea that at 31 or 32, because you're in the reference range, really doesn't begin to address optimizing your immune function.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you another example. You know, sometimes people might ask, how did I get to the opinions I have about healthcare and about mainstream medicine? Because over the years, you realize that you're not always being told the whole truth. In fact, there might be some disinformation being disseminated. And you have to really question why. And in the next report I'm going to pass along, you might get the feeling of how this could have happened. This is coming out of, published by the National Institute of Health, and their headline is, "Eating More Healthy Fats May Extend Life," a new study suggests. They say it could prevent more than 1 million heart disease deaths worldwide each year. Now, how is that possible that now they're saying eating healthy fats is going to prevent heart disease and save lives, and it wasn't that many years ago when they were saying don't eat fats because it's going to kill you?
Well, it's very interesting, Dr. Slavin, because the Frontline program that aired on PBS on Tuesday, one of the focal points of their report had to do with fish oils, and they were critiquing the fish oils that they're putting out there the possibility that the fish oils being consumed supplementally by the population are doing more harm than good. And so I will qualify that statement, and I think they should have, the producers and the creators of that Frontline documentary, if you are using a fish oil supplement that contains chemical ingredients, if you are using a fish oil supplement that contains preservatives, very much so, that supplement could be a negative rather than a positive. And people need to read the small print on the bottles of what they are picking up. Any number of years ago, we did a little bit of an impromptu study buying fish oil supplements from drugstores, grocery stores, big box stores, discount stores, and health food stores. And we did a comparison. And it was very interesting because some of them were very high quality. Others of them were very poor quality and contaminated. So you really want to use a fish oil product from a reliable source. You want quality. And whenever you're using any kind of a supplement, that's what you want. You want quality.
Now, Janet, I'm going to read some more information from this report, which was just published Journal of the American Heart Association. So this is going to be things, I guess, your cardiologist is going to be telling you. And I'm not sure I agree with everything. I'm going to tell me what you think about this. They're talking about, we said, healthy fats. So they want to reduce unhealthy fats such as saturated fat and trans fats and replace them with healthy fats such as polyunsaturated fats. So, you know, I'm not sure that, you know, that's the direction I would automatically take. The study also said that after so many years of telling Americans to avoid fat, and now you're telling them, no, it's okay. We estimate, they say in the study, they estimate 50,000 Americans die of heart disease each year due to low intake of vegetable oils. So they're promoting vegetable oils here, and I'm not sure how much I agree with that. Also, they're saying polyunsaturated fats are found in fish such as salmon, herring, mackerel, and trout, but they're also promoting soybeans, tofus, soybean oil, corn oil, sunflower oils, seeds, and walnuts. They say these fats help lower the bad cholesterol and have been linked with a lower risk of heart disease, but they're not commenting upon the source of those, for example, soy, if you choose to eat that, because most of the soy in this country is all genetically modified. We'll continue this about fat because it's important to know, but right now we have to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, but this is Janet Cimbrelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute. Services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us is Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. We've been talking about a new study that was published a couple days ago in the Journal of the American Heart Association about the benefits of eating healthy fats and how that might extend life. And they're blaming more than a million heart disease deaths worldwide each year on people not eating the healthy fats. But Jenna, I think I have, some disagreements with what they're saying here, because they're saying eating too much saturated fat instead of healthier fats accounted for roughly 4% of heart disease deaths. And they're saying 250,000 deaths might have been prevented with decreased saturated fat intake. I think it's important to make a distinction among saturated fats, what's good and what's not good. And just so you understand the concept of unsaturated or saturated, a saturated fat is a fat that's solid at room temperature, and an unsaturated fat, or polyunsaturated, monounsaturated, they're liquid at room temperature. I think there's no debate that eating trans fats is definitely bad. They say 8% of heart disease deaths were estimated to be due to an excess in trans fats. Now, the trans fats are found in processed, baked, and fried foods. And that's accurate, according to the American Heart Association. Trans fats are the fats that's really, in many reports, are the ones that you have to avoid. No acceptable safe limit for trans fats. So they said in this country, if you just made those decreased trans fats or eliminated as much as you can, could save about 537,000 fewer heart disease deaths each year. So I think, we have to re-educate the public. But I think this report is a little too broad. They say avoid saturated fats. That means don't eat, red meat. I think if you eat grass-fed beef without any, hormones or antibiotics, I think you're pretty good there. And the reason I say that, Janet, I remember a study years ago where they looked at the Eskimo population, and their diet is primarily eating fat in blubber from the whales that they would eat. This is what the study would say. So they had a high-fat diet, but it was a good fat, and the incidence of heart disease in that population was extremely low. So they were saying, you have to look at the different types of fat that people are eating and can't lump them all together.
It's a very, very misleading article, in my opinion, Dr. Slavin. First of all, because that debate about saturated, monosaturated, polyunsaturated, I think it is brought to the forefront just to address the sales needs of certain manufacturers of oils for consumption. Saturated fat that people have been avoiding for years from coconut oil has been shown to provide a wide range of beneficial health-supporting activities within the body. When you are thinking about the corn oil and the oils that the soybean oil that were mentioned in the article. What they're not telling you is unless you are getting organic corn oil, unless you're getting organic soybean oil, that oil is very, very much contaminated with glyphosate, the product from Monsanto that is in 100% or 90% of the corn and soy that is grown here in the United States. So there's a lot of misleading information, half-truths, so to speak, and I will just once more get right back to quality. What you are looking for in fats and oils is quality, and so you find a company that provides high quality olive oil. That is something that has been around for millennia, for hundreds and hundreds of years. The population of the Mediterranean basin has been using olive oil, and they have arrived at a place where the changes, the differences in the olive oil are absolutely delicious and very, very high quality. There is an area of southwestern Greece that has olive oil researched to and shown to be able to reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. So very, very important to understand that you need to be selective in those oils. Also, very important to understand, for a while there was the no fat fad, and I still see people purchasing zero fat products, and I so disagree with that. I think it is indicative of over manipulation of different products. And so what I'm talking about is the dairy products, zero fat dairy products. I don't think that that's a good choice. I don't think that's a health supporting choice. This is my opinion. I think what you want, as you said, you want dairy and beef from pasture-raised, grass-grazed herds. And there is research that shows those herds, beef, cattle, those herds that are grass-grazed, the fish, the... I so disagree with that. I think it is indicative of over manipulation of different products. And so what I'm talking about is the dairy products, zero fat dairy products. I don't think that that's a good choice. I don't think that's a health supporting choice. This is my opinion. I think what you want, as you said, you want dairy and beef from grazed herds. And there is research that shows those herds, beef, cattle, those herds that are grass-grazed, the fish, the
thank you.
Okay, thank you. And Dr. Slavin? Okay, so I finished my talk about fats by saying, oh, the lights are flickering here. I'm in an area with very stormy weather. And so then we lost it all. Dr. Slavin, are you there?
Well, I don't know how if we were okay. off the radio. I know I was disconnected for a while. Yeah, I connected, reconnected. I just wanted to just a list. I'm sure you went through some of these. The good fats, like you said, from avocados. You know, I never thought of avocado as a fruit, but that's how they're classifying it. And the interesting thing is that, you know, avocados are high in fat, which is good, whereas most fruits are high in carbohydrates, and that's what I tell people. Don't overdo the sweet fruits. Now, under healthy fats is saying cheese. So what's your take on cheese, Janet?
Okay, my take on cheese is this. You want organic. You want to make sure that it is aged cheese, not cheese that comes out of a factory. So I tell people organic or imported. So when you have the imported cheese choices, what happens is you get such a variety of flavors from these different aged cheeses. And the other part of it is you're getting beneficial bacteria. You are getting the benefit of the microorganisms that are creating the natural aging of the cheese. Those microorganisms actually contribute beneficially to your microbiome. So the other part of it is, Dr. Slavin, it isn't a hunk of cheese. It's a sliver of cheese. I tell people that cheese is almost like a condiment that is an accompaniment to different fruits and different vegetables. So you can have cheese, high quality. That's what I'm talking about over and over and over, quality, 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 and the cheese is slivers, not
hunks. We, a lot of people say when you tell them avoid the grains, they say, well, what's left to eat? When we come back, we'll talk about what's left to eat. But right now you're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us is Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Are you looking for expert advice on improving your health? You want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with me, Janet Cimarelli, at janetcimarelli.com. I'm a licensed nutrition counselor, and I specialize in the field of natural foods and supplements. I offer consultations with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. I'll educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. I will include information on overcoming allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with me, and I'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health. Visit JanetCimarelli.com and tune in to hear me on Natural Doc Radio here on WNN Monday through Friday, 10 to 11.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us today is Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. You know, we started off talking about a new study that was entitled Eating More Healthy Fats May Extend Life, specifically saving more than a million deaths from heart disease worldwide. So we have to understand what are healthy fats, what are unhealthy fats. We just mentioned, you know, avocados are a good choice, and cheese, if not overdone, is good. Dark chocolate is another good choice. It's about 65% of its calories come from fat. I guess when you're getting dark chocolate, you have to make, you know, I would prefer, you know, organic chocolate, and primarily organic chocolate.
The way to do it, Dr. Slavin, is 70% cocoa content, organic, dark chocolate. Take a look at the sugar content. You want to choose the lowest sugar content, and you want to like the cheese, little servings, little slivers, mini bites, just a nibble. Well,
yeah, I was going to say, if you go too high up in that cocoa content, you're not going to like the taste.
It's an acquired taste, absolutely, but I think that a lot of people, once they get accustomed to how that tastes and how it is different from the Mars candy bar kind of chocolate that people have been introduced to since childhood here in the United States, accustomed new taste, much better. You enjoy it. It is actually more satisfying. So you're not as likely to overeat it.
Okay, another food that we shouldn't shy away from are whole eggs. Not egg whites, the whole egg, but you want it to come from, I guess, free-range chickens that aren't given hormones or antibiotics. So you want it to be a healthy egg. Remember when they used to say don't eat eggs because it's bad for you?
I still have people coming to see me who are still operating under that advice.
Right. When did the human physiology change that now the eggs are good for you? Well, they were never bad for you. Let's say that. They were never bad for you. Who was behind all this? If you think about what happened is they made so many more people so much sicker. They were able to sell more drugs and do more surgeries. It was a real coup for them. Here's the facts. A single egg contains 212 milligrams of cholesterol. And 62% of its calories come from fat. But now new studies show that cholesterol in eggs doesn't affect the cholesterol in your blood. So, and I remember going back, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago when this whole cholesterol in your diet came up and they published, or at least talked about a study about it, or at least an anecdotal report about someone who was eating, I think, 24 eggs a week. And it didn't affect his cholesterol. That's true. More importantly, though, this is, I think the take home here, though, Janet, is how you prepare your eggs. They recommend to avoid oxidizing the cholesterol in the eggs during its preparation, because then it becomes bad. Oxidized cholesterol is bad. So how do you prevent that? You boil your egg. So you have either hard-boiled, soft-boiled, or poached. So you're not cooking the egg and its cholesterol in the presence of oxygen. So eggs are good. And I guess it's okay, Janet, to add a little mayonnaise to the egg? What?
Eggs have always been good. Yep. You have just been misled by big agriculture that wants to steer you in the direction of something they can sell you.
All right, and we also mentioned the benefits of fish, particularly fatty fish like salmon, but trout and mackerel, sardines, herring also fall into that category. They're high in the omega-3s, also a good source of protein. But here again, you want to get wild fish. Farm-raised fish may not have that same breakdown of product, you know, of omega-3s to omega-6s. So you want to get the wild fish. Now the question is, Janet, if you can or won't eat fish, what's your take on fish liver oil supplements like cod liver oil?
Quality. Take a look at the ingredients. And one of the things that's been around for generations is fermented cod liver oil, getting a lot of broad health benefits from cod liver oil. And you have to be attentive to the A and D content in the cod liver oil. And you want to be understanding how much A and how much D you're consuming on a regular basis. If you're using the cod liver oil and then taking supplemental D and possibly supplemental A. And my little bit of tidbit of information with regard to vitamin A is not everyone is capable of making the conversion of beta-carotene to vitamin A. So probably a very, very good idea to test your vitamin A levels. Dr. Slavin?
All right. Another category of foods that are healthy, good source of healthy fats, are nuts. You know, I think people have gotten out of the habit of eating such a variety of foods that are good for you because they had fat in them. So people stopped eating nuts. So keep in mind almonds, walnuts, macadamia nuts, for example. But don't get them roasted and salted and, you know, all the other things that they do. You want to eat them raw and organic whenever possible.
That's for sure. And understand, like a lot of people are asking me, what's a good snack? And I'll say maybe 7-8 almonds, maybe some walnuts and pumpkin seeds. Those are very good snacks. But it's interesting because what people are looking for is something in a little wrapper that has sugar in it and is crunchy or is in a little package and is salty and crunchy. And the truth of the matter is we really need to get back to whole foods, foods we can identify, not foods out of a package.
And also on the list, something you can think about adding to certain foods, maybe sprinkling on salads, for example, but you can put into a smoothie as well, chia seeds. A good source of healthy fats and fiber.
Sesame
also,
seeds.
Also, you mentioned
hemp seeds.
All right. You mentioned earlier the extra virgin olive oil. You know, that's the one of the components of the Mediterranean diet. Because I think if you think about what we're talking about now, we're pretty much describing the Mediterranean diet.
Right. And
that's been associated with a low incidence of heart disease. Now, coconuts and coconut oil, I think we mentioned earlier.
And then you mentioned, too, about all these people flocking to low-fat dairy products, like milk or yogurt. That's not what you want. You want
Not even low-fat, Dr. Slavin, zero fat, which I think is just terrible.
Well, when you make it zero fat, you have to understand you're making it much higher in carbohydrates, and that's what you want to avoid. You want the fat, and you don't want the sugar. So if you're going to have a full-fat yogurt, you want, you know, natural yogurt with its friendly bacteria in it, but not with any of the sweeteners that they put in it. And that makes it, you know, the full-fat yogurt without sweeteners is healthy, but get it organic, and that's another choice you could have. I suppose if you had to do something with yogurt, you could put some berries in there that aren't, you know, high in sugar. Janet, we've just run out of time.
Cinnamon,
another good
vanilla extract, all kinds of good things to add to your yogurt.
All righty, we've just run out of time, and thanks for listening. You've been listening to Natural Doc Radio. We're here every Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with me has been Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.